Table grapes the size of golf balls are being grown in Hawke's Bay to be sold for eye-watering prices in Japan. They're nurtured to perfection under the watchful eye of third-generation table grape grower Tetsuya Higuchi. I popped into the vineyard with a difference to find out more.
Budao Senshin Limited no Higuchi Tetsuya desu. Tetsuya Higuchi desu. Welcome to Budao Senshin. Budao Senshin means passion and devotion, yes.
Passion and devotion.
Yes, yes.
Meet the great master of Budo Senshin, Tetsuya Higuchi. He's the third generation of a Japanese family who grow table grapes, known as Budo in Japanese, in Yamanashi Prefecture, west of Tokyo. Mr. Higuchi is also now growing several of the Japanese varieties in Hawke's Bay, splitting his time between the two countries. Well, he was until the pandemic hit. He hasn't been back home for nearly 2 years now. Yumeri Katsura has been helping Tetsuya with the business, and she's our interpreter. Tell us about the fruit in Japan, how people perceive fruit, yeah, and the cultural importance of fruit.
Yeah, so the fruit is regarded as like a gift, you know. Like, of course you do eat them at home every day, you know. But if it's beautifully presented grapes in the bag, in the box, lined with a beautiful silky, yes, materials. Yeah, yeah. We send it to someone like, you know, your boss or someone who you care about. Like, there's a couple of times a year in the summer and the winter, we send gifts to very important people in your life. Mm. And that's just one of the main sort of markets in Japan.
There are no bruises, bumps or wrinkles on these grapes, or pesky seeds to get between your teeth. Just sweet, juicy perfection.
Most biggest grape is 40 grams per grape.
So it's like a golf ball size.
Yes, like golf size.
They're big.
Very big and very sweet. All of them seedless, yes.
So they are the perfect eating grape?
Yes. Of course.
Tell us about the market, because I understand that these grapes that you're producing fetch a lot of money.
Yeah,
maybe. Yes.
If it's a top grade, will be traded anywhere between $70 to $160 per bunch.
Yes, you heard that right. Up to $160 a bunch.
You can see the potential, quite lucrative industry could happen in New Zealand. Because the Tetsuya find that it's quite perfect condition to grow table grapes here.
How do the grapes that are grown here in Hawke's Bay, how do they differ from the ones that you grow in Japan?
So the longest sunshine hours, also the strong UV?
UV.
Definitely better quality over here.
Yeah, and then, 他にも, 例えば, ポリフェノールだけど,
it is better in the flavor. There's a depth in the flavor, also the sweetness. The color's much better. But also, the best thing is antioxidant, which is there's a particular antioxidant you can find in grapes. It's like 42 times more than the one you grow in Japan. That's been tested in the lab.
The grapes take a lot of tender, loving care to look so perfect, and they're grown quite differently from wine grapes.
When they are actually flowering, each flower needs to be thinned back to certain sizes. And also when they start forming a little berries, and then we got to thin them to, so that each berries are facing outside, no berries are inside.
So we're heading down the orchard to see some of the canes that have been pruned ready for the next season. So Mr. Higuchi has gotten lots of, we've got lots of tools on your belt.
Yes, and for pruning, and this is enough for thinning every bunch. But now I use cut the, what, how do I say?
Strings.
Strings. And then saw a big, big branch, a big trunk, or no trunk, a big branch cut this saw.
So you use a saw for that.
Yes.
So it's not just the secateurs. Yes. You need that big tool for the big thick branches.
This is Japanese stuff, very very sharp.
I was gonna say, is that a Japanese one? He wouldn't. He really loves using that.
Yeah.
Instead of upright trellises, as with wine grapes, the vines are trained on a network of overhead trellises, and the bunches hang down from above. At the end of these snips is Shiki Nakazawa, who came to New Zealand from Japan as a 9-year-old.
So the style is... I think Mr. Higuchi believes that the best grapes are growing furthest from the main trunk. So what we're doing is we're trying to prune it so that every grape that we get is furthest away as possible. These ones are quite young, so we can't get it quite far away, but once they fully matured, we should be about 5 to 6 meters from the trunk that the first grapes form. So we'll have the grapes actually, you know, forming close to the trunk, but actually the branch would be going extending out one way, and then it'll curve around and come right back. I think it's quite similar to the kiwi fruit kind of style, isn't it? Where all the wires are crisscrossed overhead, so every tree grows up to the top, and then we just shoot it across. So once all the once the spring has come and the new shoot arrives, it'll start forming new branches, which will cover all the overhead.
Yeah. So is it a big job, the pruning process, or not?
It's not a big job. It's more trying to figure out which ones to cut and which ones to keep, just so that, you know, the ones that is really important is the one that gets all the nutrients, while all the ones that we're leaving behind right now is the one that still gets sufficient nutrient but doesn't overpower the main one that is the most important.
And as you say, it's like in a kiwi fruit orchard where the vines are above us, and it's about 2 meters above, or 1.8 meters.
Yeah, about 1.8.
The vines are sitting.
Yeah.
So you're looking up and you're pruning upwards.
Yeah. And I suppose Japanese people are short, so it's all right for us to look up. But yeah, for kiwis, I think it is quite low for the kiwis.
How do they manage? Do you get many Kiwis coming to help prune?
At the moment, it's not so big operation. So, like pruning-wise, it's only about like one to two people we can manage.
Shiki understands the attention to detail needed after being involved with the Wagyu beef industry in New Zealand.
My father used to do Wagyu for over 20 years, and Wagyu is another special kind of breed, you know, and it takes a lot of care and understanding of the animals to grow them to be, you know, a good Wagyu beef. So I do understand the importance of, you know, the little details that you needs to be put into to growing. So and that quite fascinates me as well. So yeah, it's been quite a good ride so far.
They produce 1.8 tons of grapes to the hectare. Tetsuya says that's 20% more than the same-sized area in Japan. But it's ripening time when the vineyard looks most unusual to Kiwi eyes.
We have to actually manage it so they don't get sunburned. Yeah.
And how do you do that?
Oh, are we allowed to say that? We put the little umbrellas on them.
Yeah.
And the bags. Yeah.
Now, tell me about the umbrellas.
Okay, so that you use either... There's a few different kind of umbrellas you can put it on, but it's basically a square piece of material. So that will stop the direct sun hitting the grapes and also protect them from excess rain. Yeah.
And every bunch put in a paper bag, every bunch. And put on the umbrella, yeah.
So double protection.
Double protection, yeah.
And this double protection shields the bunches from disease, insects and birds.
Yeah,
those vicious birds in New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah. 袋に入れると、あの、それと風とかに当たらないことによって、もブドウがとっても綺麗に仕上がるの。もうあの町娘か田舎娘かこの違いで。
So the benefit of putting the paper bags over the each bunches, it protects from the wind, as well. And so that when it gets wind, it just rubs against each other. It's like if it hasn't got a bags on that. So that once you put the bags on that, when you harvest them, the look of the grapes is just perfect. It's the difference. difference is like a city girl or a girl from country. Which is, I don't know if it's a problem.
Just kidding.
Yeah, well, the look of the grapes is all important for the Japanese and Southeast Asian markets they're heading to.
So we sell some in local retails here. Also, we send them up to Auckland.
And what are people paying for a bunch here?
I don't know. Sorry.
It's anywhere between, because depend on the size of the bunches too. So we tend to sell smaller bunches, which is easier to purchase.
Yes, yes.
So anywhere between sort of $3 to $8, depend on the size of the bunch. But the reason why there's such, you know, different in the prices here is we're trying to be more accessible for New Zealand people to buy these beautiful grapes.
This small Budo vineyard with only 1.3 hectares in vines is a kind of prototype for a bigger operation. Tetsuya is working with a company called Green Collar, involving Japanese entrepreneurs to expand production.
They have resource, and we can offer skills and expertise, and put together we are aiming for 100 hectare next year, well, over the period of time, of course, yes. Not next year.
Yeah.
So that's the next plan.
In Hawke's Bay?
Yes, yes, of course. Yeah. A very suitable price. New Zealand
Tetsuya was saying is that he finds people in the horticulture in New Zealand has got style. It looks very cool. So he wanted to work amongst those people.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
Also, he would like to sort of create this environment or space for whoever willing to spend time and learn the specific skills from Grape Master. He's more than happy to welcome other people, Kiwis on board.
Yeah.
That was Yumeri Katsura interpreting for Grape Master Tetsuya Higuchi, and you also heard from Shiki Nakazawa. Tetsuya grows 6 varieties at the vineyard in Clive in Hawke's Bay, and some of the grapes are even shaped like hearts.